Good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Now, we just conducted a survey on state and national issues, and we would like to include your response to the study. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in the state of Maryland? Can you be so kind?
Yes.
Share your opinion?
You
are? Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for the U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote? Likely or may not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay, thank you. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would like you to tell me if whether you have a favorable or unfavorable or neutral opinion of that individual. The first one is Larry Hogan. Favorable or unfavorable or neutral?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. How about Mr. Donald Trump? Very, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
And how about Chris Chafee? Favorable or unfavorable?
Who?
Chafee? Chris Chafee? Recognize the name?
No.
Okay. How about Robin Ficker? Do you recognize that name?
Yes.
Okay. Favorable or unfavorable opinion of Mr. Ficker?
Neutral.
Neutral. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, from who would vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
Thank you. Now, do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Ukraine? Support or oppose? Yes.
Support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
I think we need to keep better track of it. So somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Understood, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Israel? Strongly support that? Somewhat support? Sure. Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, when you are deciding who you vote for, how important are you the following issues to you? The energy independence for this country. Is that issue very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important to you?
Very important.
And the issue of being a candidate who supports Donald Trump. Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all important issue for you?
Somewhat.
Okay. And securing and protecting our southern border. Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all important issue for you?
Very important.
Okay. And job creation and economy development. Very, somewhat? Very, okay. Economy issues, inflation, family budget, and debt. How important is that issue for you? Very, somewhat? Not too, or not at all? Very, okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along, I'm going to read you a bit of information about the U.S. Senate candidate, Robin Ficker. After each, can you please tell me if that information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference one way or the other, okay? Here's the first one. Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Will that make you more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or it makes no difference to you when it comes to support Mr. Ficker?
More what?
Somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. And Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Now, does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does not make no difference?
A little more likely.
Somewhat more likely? Should I record that as your answer?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. Now, Robin Ficker will use his position as a U.S. senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for him?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat
likely.
More? Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. We're almost done. I'm going to reach you real quick a bit of information about the U.S. Senate candidate, Larry Hogan. After each, can you please tell me the same? if that information will make you much more, somewhat less, or much less likely for you to vote for him. Here's the first information. Mm-hmm. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Now, does this make you much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for him?
Somewhat less.
Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make you much more, somewhat less, or much less?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more? Okay. As a governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors keep their states open. Same question. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for him?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'll ask you once again. If the May 2024 election for Republican primary for the United States Senate were held today, for who would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chafee, or someone else?
It's still Larry Hogan.
Okay, thank you. Now, generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Conservative.
Conservative? Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you, ma'am. And let's finish this up. The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. And tell me, are you age is between 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
60 or older.
Thank you. And, okay, thank you very much for taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. Bye-bye.